So let's say you're a guy like me putting together a Super Bowl party, which I have done, and we've got, you know, the hamburgers and the chicken wings and the nachos and all of those things, and possibly maybe off to the side a little celery with some hummus or something. What do you recommend? Because those things aren't the most heart-healthy foods.
What you want to do for your heart health is cut the salt, cut the fat, and cut the portions. So if you're going to serve those things, have a little portion instead of a grandiose plate like the football players might eat. Secondly, you want to kind of have an adventure in your taste buds, too, just like you have an adventure watching the program. You want to use apple chips, maybe, or pita chips instead of Doritos. Maybe you want to cut up some celery and make that wonderful edamame dip, because these kinds of things are really going to improve your heart health and satisfy your palate.
Well, no, I haven't heard about the edamame dip, so tell me about that.
Basically, take your blender, take steamed edamame beans, and put some seasoning in, maybe some cumin, maybe some coriander, maybe some salt, blend it all up, and serve it. It's delicious.
And I bet that goes really well with those pita chips.
It goes fabulous with those pita chips, but it also goes well with the kale chips or with just cut up veggies. So again, you want to have something that's fun to eat, something that has good texture, and something that cuts the fat, cuts the salt, cuts the portions.
I mentioned the hummus. How is that as a Super Bowl snack?
Hummus is a terrific snack. It's got loads of protein. It's got loads of those super antioxidants to fight cholesterol buildup in your arteries. And again, it's satisfying. So it's something that you can eat and almost eat mindlessly as opposed to eating Doritos mindlessly.
Mindless eating, that's a good way to describe me. Now, let's say you go to a Super Bowl party and, you know, you've brought your heart-healthy dish to be a polite guest, but you've still got all this other stuff, and it's so tempting, and as you're sitting there through the game, you go back for some more wings or an extra hamburger or something. Any recommendations for after you've already blown the attempt at eating healthy for Super Bowl?
Well, the way to work that off is actually to move. So one of the things you might think about, even before you sit down to that, watch the Super Bowl game, go out and take that brisk 30-minute walk. You can always get up and cheer. You can always dance with the cheerleaders at halftime. You'll rev up your metabolism, and if you stray from the edamame and the hummus dip, you'll be able to work off those calories even while you're sitting there watching the game. The Super Bowl is a stressful time, so you want to modulate your stress as well as modulate your eating. And remember, it's only a game.